Yes, had one of that kind.
Uh-huh. Do you know what they call that? Was that clearstone or freestone peach?
I just don't know the name of it nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
That clearstone peach, I think it came when it started bringing me up from Georgia or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Freestone.
Did you call it freestone peach back then?
No, sir. I don't think they called that then.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of nuts did you get down when you were growing up?
You mean growing yet?
Or have you eaten?
No.
In the past 88 years?
Peanuts?
Mm-hmm. Would they recall anything else?
Hickory nuts?
Okay.
And that's about the only two nuts I'm really familiar with.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds do you know of?
Well, the next one we got used to down here was Alberta.
Uh-huh.
That came from Georgia or something. But they had a name for all the little peaches I was telling you about. But I can't call the name of them.
Okay.
They had a name for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any pecans?
Not many around here then.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten any?
Oh, yes.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a real fruit, why we call it. It's good. No question about that.
Did you call them the same thing when you were younger?
Yes, that's what, when I learned it, that's just about what the name I've got now.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to call them?
Well, when I knew anything about that, it was known as the same thing I told you about a ghoul. Pecans.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did you ever call peanuts anything?
Penders.
Penders, okay, right. Great. You ever call them anything other than that? You ever call
Some of them call them gooblers.
Oh, really? Eating goober peas, huh? Right?
Yes, and I'll tell you the story about that I run into about them. I had known the Spanish peanuts, you know, little peanut.
Mm-hmm.
But they were sweet, and I mean they fattened hard. Didn't they? And this old man had a log house with one door to it, and a window. And he was a bachelor. He stacked those peanuts back in one of the places and just had plenty of them, you know, after drying. Me and the brother, we had peanuts too. We just devils. We just cooking Uncle John's peanuts. We go in Uncle Lars's peanuts. We dashed his place over there. So one evening we decided we'd carry a little sack, you know, give him a sack. Both of us had our little sacks. Long them days, you had to have your place fenced in to keep the Cadillac, you know, cattle going. So he had a big gate, and I guess about 40 men. He was that house up. He said, from his little house, where he kept his peanuts and things. Me and your brother had a way of going there, getting us a little sack full, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, when he was drizzling rain lightly, you know, I just